Normally in the United States, menstruation will have begun by age 15, and if it hasn't, that's defined as primary amenorrhea. But there are a couple of important additions to that general rule. If a 13-year-old has never had a menstrual flow and has had no secondary sexual characteristics like breast or pubic hair, then we would consider her to have primary amenorrhea. If a girl of any age hasn't had a menstrual flow within 5 years of developing those secondary sexual characteristics, she is considered to have secondary amenorrhea. One more time.
Yeah. The reason is that if a 13-year-old, then you want to say, if a girl of any age, emphasis on any.
Okay.
To contrast it with what you just said about the 13-year-old. Go ahead.
If a girl of any age hasn't had a menstrual flow within 5 years of developing secondary sexual characteristics, she's also considered to have primary amenorrhea. Oligomenorrhea means infrequent menstrual flow. If a woman has fewer than 9 cycles a year, she's said to have oligomenorrhea. Secondary amenorrhea means the absence of menses for at least 3 previous cycles, or 6 months. Pregnancy is the single most common cause of secondary amenorrhea.
I put that in there because you never said it in here, but I thought it was important to say. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.